Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 14, 2023. 50 Gates to the Creator. There are gates that were made for concealing, made to block the lights. They are 50, carved into four directions, and they became 49 gates, since one gate has no side and it is unknown where it is, above or below. For this reason, the gate remained hidden. Introduction of the Book of Zohar, Chapter Lock and Key. We must reach the state of complete revelation of the Creator, which means that the creation acquires all his qualities. All the qualities of the Creator are 49 gates. And the last, 50th, is the most fundamental gate. We must reveal it, and then, once we enter the upper palace of the Creator, we will see, learn, feel, and discover for ourselves what he is, the laws of his nature, and everything that happens in the entire universe regardless of the distances between its various parts. All this will be in us, in our capabilities. 50 gates symbolize the structure of our desire, which consists of 5 parts of 10 sephirot each. We cannot open the 50th gate ourselves. The Creator does it. By the way, the Creator opens all the other gates, but we personally have nothing to do with the last one. By revealing the 49 gates within himself, a person is in relative connection with the Creator, and in the 50th gate, an absolutely complete connection with him is accomplished. This is their characteristic. From Cab TV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, May 21, 2023. Problems of the integral world. Today we are in a state where we need to quickly create our own educational system of reaching out to all people and explaining what kind of world we are in. Because no one can. This is subject only to those people who have an integral sense of the world and the structure of themselves. If I am in a disconnected, egoistic world and do not understand the new integral world that is now beginning to manifest, then I will be unable to explain anything. If I am already in integration with others and the upper world has already made me integral with everyone in the world, then I will be able to present them with this methodology and an explanation of the near future. After all, the crisis comes from the fact that we are separated in an egoistic world, and the matrix of the integral world begins to descend on us from above and enter into us. And these two worlds do not coincide. When one enters into the other, a huge number of crises affecting all spheres of life are the consequence. We need to quickly show the world how we should rebuild under the pressure of nature that is now descending on us. That is, how to make ourselves integral so that what gradually manifests from nature is benevolent for us. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Calculations for the future, April 30, 2011. Does a Kabbalist see the future? Question. A Kabbalist perceives much more than an ordinary person in his 5 material senses. Do you see or feel what others consider miracles? Answer. In our world, I do not see more than everyone else sees. I see sources and connections between things. And, let's say, I do not see the future more than others. The future depends on our correction. I cannot do some tricks and predict the day after tomorrow this and that will happen. No. It depends upon people who change every second. If they change a little, then tomorrow will look different. It does not depend on me. Baal-ha-Sulam wrote about what he thought he would see during his lifetime. But to this day it has not materialized. It is the same with Rabash. I heard from him such things that never happened, although he believed that they were being realized from day to day. Question. Why is there some kind of attractive force in a Kabbalist? Answer. Because he feels and knows more, wider, and deeper, but not about tomorrow. He knows according to what laws tomorrow should be realized, but not in what form, good or bad. The whole picture that you see depends on this. Either it will be, God forbid, war, riots, earthquakes, fires, or the end of the world, as they say, or it will be insight, revelation, understanding of what is happening, and unification. The Kabbalist does not know this. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is a Miracle? March 6, 2011. The Material Desire of the Kabbalist? Question: Do you have a powerful material desire? Answer: No. I have everything I need to exist, food, clothes, and shelter. There are many students around me, so I have everything. Question: What would you like now? What is your main desire? Answer: My main desire at the moment? It is to always be well prepared to conduct lessons so that the students are happy with me. In principle, my condition depends only on them. That is all. From Cab TV's Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, May 18, 2023. The successor of Rabash's work. Question: Why was it you who remained the successor of Rabash's work? Answer: First, he prepared me for this. During all of the 12 years I was with him, I received sensory and factual information from him. I was preparing for this, writing down everything he said. I was writing and summarizing all his lessons. I received a great amount of material from him. Of course, he invested a lot in me. We are still in contact with him. And the fact that every day I say something new, know how to navigate in a completely new environment, in a new world compared to all the others, and that I can more and more reveal the method of spiritual correction, individual, private, and the general world, does this come from me? Who am I? I open my mouth, and from the inside, I feel that it all comes from him. The Kabbalistic hierarchy, the chain remains. Naturally, I remain the same little disciple of his. Over the years, I realize more and more how small I am relative to him. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Teacher, May 6, 2011. Evil cannot lead to good. Question: If you try to intellectually explain to a person that bestowal gives much greater pleasure, will it help him change? Answer: Nothing will help. You can say whatever you want. Beautiful words will not affect our egoistic nature. This is what the communists wanted to do. They came to the conclusion that no one can be changed with words, so then they used terror. And what's next? Who has benefited from this? They have only built some foundations of a new technological society. But in fact, if they had moved with the Tsarist regime, they would have done much more, would not have destroyed such huge human potential, and would not have erased it with hunger, lead, prisons, and everything else. They had good ideas, but their implementation was completely wrong. It is impossible to come to good by evil. Therefore, we need to develop all this only through education. Upbringing and education. We have to explain where we are. Nothing goes away. We are trying to say that the crisis has passed. But we are covering it up, it has not gone anywhere. Everything stays inside. We drive the disease inside, new diseases appear, and the others are forgotten, then more new ones, and the previous ones are forgotten. And so we constantly compensate for everything. We will print money, burn the last deposits of oil, and kill ourselves with pesticides and other chemical compounds. We will make a generation of mutants out of ourselves, and we will think that everything is fine. And then the disease will break through anyway. We already see how this breaks out in completely unpredictable events. And no one can do anything. The rulers of all countries feel powerless. Where does it suddenly appear from? They don't know themselves. Some new information is being dropped. New forces begin to operate in the world and move these puppets in a different way. Question: What happens when a person is altering his egoistic nature and nears the bestowing nature? What is the replacement? Surely two natures cannot exist together in a person, can they? Answer: no, there is a gradual approach to the altruistic nature. Question: isn't there a sort of wedge being knocked out by another wedge? Answer: in principle, there is a rather sharp transition, but before that a person begins to imagine approaching the spiritual world. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Advantages of Altruism, April 30th, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, why does war exist? Is it something deeply implanted in human nature? War exists because the universe is made up of two opposing forces, reception and bestowal. When these forces do not enter into a balance, then they short-circuit and try to destroy each other. That mutual effort of each side to eliminate the other is war. The root cause of war is in the clash of these opposite forces of nature, reception and bestowal. That clash of spiritual forces gives rise to wars that unfold in our material world. Therefore, stopping war at its source requires developing a regulating sense that has the ability to bestow above our innate force of reception, which are our self-serving desires that aim solely at absorbing into ourselves. In the language of Kabbalah, that bestowing sense is called a screen, heb, masak. Through this new regulating sense, we can acquire a state of positive and balanced human connection. That is the key to a war-free, harmonious and peaceful existence. Based on CabTV's I Got a Call. What is war? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on April 16, 2011. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.